what was your childhood like? Talk to me about how you were.
Well, I was a little rambunctious, you know. I lived at Five Points in Athens.
You told a story once about selling parking spots for Georgia football. Will you tell that story?
Yeah. They came right down Lumpkin Street, right by our house. That was before 441 ran into Millage Avenue. So they came right by our house, so I parked cars. You know, we were about a good mile or more from the stadium. But that was great. It was 50 cents a car. I think I made about $40 one day. That was a fortune back then, you know. But the only bad part was when they came back to get the cars to leave, they were usually pretty well inebriated, and they tear the yard up, and it'd take Daddy about a week to get the yard straightened out. You know? Yeah. So he didn't know whether it was worth the money or not. But,
talk to me about music and all that you've done.
Well, I got into music. I'm 77. I got into music in about 1955. I was about 15. Elvis came on the Tommy Dorsey show. And so I had been kind of wanting a guitar, but after I saw Elvis, I had to have a guitar. So that one thing led to another, and I just loved music, and I kept on. And I think overall I had about 8 or 10 bands. And then I went on to make 4 records. One was a national chart record, and I went on the road with that for about a year, which was pretty good, and I enjoyed it. And it.
You told a story once about painting your guitars for a show. Will you tell that story?
Oh, man, I can't believe you remember that. Yeah, I had a little rock and roll band, Dave and the Stalkers, and we were going to play this was our first gig. Yes, and we were going to play on a tennis court for a group of teenagers in high school. So I thought we'd all look good for all our guitars looked the same color. So that afternoon, got everybody's guitar, 3 electrics, 2 electrics, 1 bass, and I spray painted all of them red. And that night when we played, we wore a white t-shirt and a red windbreaker. That's what James Dean wore in Rebel Without a Cause. That was our outfit. And for some reason or another, it wasn't that hot that day, and the guitars didn't completely dry, and especially mine. So when we played, I noticed after I played a while, my guitar was stuck to my t-shirt. And everybody, the girl that was having the party, said, "Y'all take your guitars, I'll come have some lemonade and cookies." And I said, "Nah, I'll just keep mine on." So that night, I never took my guitar off until I got through and pulled it loose from my t-shirt, which had red paint all over it. Kind of stupid, I guess, but you do stupid things.
No, that's great. I like that story a lot. I did want to take the chance to tell you on record that you are a big mentor in my life. You're one of the reasons that I appreciate stories the way that I do, the reason that I'm drawn to stories the way that I am. You're one of the reasons that I appreciate music and songs and the way that that can bring people and families and even people who are very different from each other together. Humor is a really big part of our life, and I don't know that I could ever replace that. I think it's a very special piece that you brought into my life that way.
That's awful sweet. Yeah, I get that from my mother. I've been known to have a sense of humor, which I think everybody, which we should hope they do, but I'm glad you feel that way.